bound for South Australia, 1st to the 7th of May, 1836. This week, another ship, the Rapid, commanded by Colonel William Light, set sail for South Australia, bringing the total number of ships on the way to 6. There was drama on board the Duke of York, which was still off the coast of Africa, as the lives of 2 people on board were at risk. The first was a woman who almost died in childbirth. Captain Morgan tells us about this in his diary.
We had a mother restored to her husband and 4 children after a hard struggle for life.
He also tells us about a young sailor who almost drowned.
A young man, son to a missionary in the East, was bathing over the quarter of the ship, carelessly let go the rope, knowing he could not swim, which I did not know. He cried out for me. I see he was likely to be drowned. I have over an oar and jumped overboard, and with the assistance of another young man who jumped after me, we held him up till they lowered a boat and picked us all up.
Meanwhile, the John Pirie passed the Cape Verde Islands off the west coast of Africa. The weather was hot, and the crew entertained themselves with some fishing. As John Brown recalled,
"It fell calm, and remained so until the evening, during which the heat was excessive. We saw a great number of flying fish this morning, and in the afternoon were followed by a shark that broke 2 fishing lines, and a strong hook. When one of the sailors found a proper shark hook, onto which he put a piece of pork for bait and gave it to the captain, who in his eagerness to catch the fish did not notice that there was no line made fast to it, but immediately threw it overboard, which caused a hearty laugh and most probably saved the shark's life, for we could not find another one strong enough to hold him."